You've no doubt heard the coronavirus referred to by more medical-oriented terms like COVID-19, and you've also heard it referred to as the Asian virus, the Wuhan virus, and the ever-unpopular Kung Flu. The Anti-Defamation League has come up with a report that since January this year, serious trend of individuals being threatened and harassed on the street, these individuals being of Asian origin. They range from being told to go back to China, being blamed for bringing the virus to the U.S., being referred to with racial slurs, spat on, and even physically assaulted. Some of the specific incidents: in July, the 18th of July, an Asian American restaurant owner said he was attacked by a man who refused to comply with the restaurant's health measures. The man allegedly told the restaurant owner, "Bleep you and your C-word ass policy. Go back to China, you COVID ass." Another enlightened individual: Wyckoff, New Jersey, a Chinese restaurant was vandalized with graffiti that read coronavirus and COVID-19. Newark, Delaware, flyers targeting Asian and Asian American students were found on off-campus housing at the University of Delaware in Newark. Flyers included the message, "Kill China virus." There's more in the months I'm referring to here, but just a few as an example. We go back to May in Seattle, Washington. On May 23rd, a man harassed Asian people at a park and an Asian woman in her car saying, "Where are you from? Where's your ID?" And, "Chinese disease, they bring it here." Later, the man allegedly yelled anti-Asian remarks inside an Asian restaurant. I know the philosophy of know your audience is important, but that's not the concept that phrase was meant. May 22nd, San Laredo, California. Woman arrested after posting handwritten flyers on homes that read in part, "If you're a woman or man and was born in another country, read grammar, return, go back to your land immediately, fast, with urgency." And the handwritten note continues, "In this place, no Asians allowed." May 12th, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. A man was arrested after using racial slurs against Asian customers in a grocery store. Police said the customers were called names and harassed for wearing face masks because of the race. May 3rd, New York City, an Asian man was attacked on the subway by a stranger who shouted at him, "You're infected, China boy. You need to get off the train." This enlightened individual then grabbed the victim and attempted to push him off the train, not into the tracks, but nevertheless, unwanted physical contact. April 25th, Chesapeake, Virginia, a Chinese restaurant owner was harassed by an individual, walked into the restaurant, threw water on her and her husband. The owner of the restaurant also reported that someone painted, "Go back to China," on their car. April 20th in Orange County, California, during a second grade class held on Zoom, one student told the class he does not like China or Chinese people because they started this quarantine. Not exactly the homeschooling that we're looking for here, parents. Back to New York City, April 10th. A Zoom session hosted by an Asian American organization was disrupted by unknown individuals who wrote racist and anti-Asian slurs in the chat function. Let's end with a couple in New Jersey. April 4th in Edison, a group of juveniles surrounded an Asian woman and attacked her with racial slurs before punching her in the back of the head. And April 2nd in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, a Vietnamese American man was simply walking his dog when he was verbally harassed by a stranger who yelled that he, meaning the Vietnamese American, caused the coronavirus and needed to get the bleep out of here. There's more. And actually, the months of March and February, the events were more frequent. But even less frequency doesn't lessen the hurt and the pain that they cause. But you get the idea. These attacks aren't limited to any geographic area or even any age or gender. One thing they all have in common is that they're victimizing innocent people. So remember that the next time you hear President Trump blurt out Kung Flu or some idiot cable host insisting on calling COVID-19 the Wuhan virus.